Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Verse 15, Dharmardham Apineta Yatrardham Vadanodhanam Anihaniha Manasya Maha Heryo Vrittida. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not enduring for its livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain body and soul. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. Even if a man is poor,
he should not endeavor
to improve his economic condition,
just to maintain his body and soul together.
Or to become a famous religionist, just as a great python,
although lying in one place,
not endeavoring for its livelihood,
gets the food it needs,
to maintain the body and soul.
One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor.
Purport by His Divine Grace. Human life is simply meant for developing Krishna consciousness. One need not even try to earn a livelihood to maintain body and soul together. This is illustrated here by the example of the great python. So it is a great python. That doesn't mean that python is great, but the body of the python is great, big body. Which lies in one place, never going here and there to earn a livelihood to maintain itself, and yet is maintained by the grace of the Lord. As advised by Narada Muni, tascheva heta prayate takvido. One should simply endeavor to increase his Krishna consciousness. One should not desire to do anything else, even to earn his livelihood. There are many, many examples of this attitude. Madhavendra Puri, for instance, would never go to anyone to ask for food. Sukadeva Goswami has also said, Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dana dharmadanda. Why should one approach a person who is blind with wealth? Rather, one should depend on Krishna and he will give everything. All the members of our Krishna consciousness movement, whether they be grihasthas, arivo, Mataji, resign your job. No PhD, nothing. See. We are sitting here and Prabhupada has brought out this. Discuss. Rather, one should depend on Krishna and he will give everything. All the members of our Krishna consciousness movement, whether they be grihasthas or sannyasis, just should try to spread Krishna conscious movement with determination, and Krishna will supply all necessities. Hari Bol. All your anxiety is relieved now. No problem for many. So you write down these two lines in your room, in your book, and daily you see it. The process of Ajagara Vritti, the means of livelihood of a python, is very much appreciated in this regard. Even though one may be very poor, we should simply try to advance in Krishna consciousness, not bother to endeavor to earn his livelihood. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadatata Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupa Masakara Jatam Saganara Viradatam Vamsadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanyam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Saganara Lalita Chaitanyam హే కృష్ణ కరుణాజంబో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి శిశువానుసిద్ధేవి వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపా సింధు భయవచ పతితానాం పావనభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తరుల హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే సో everybody is worried about livelihood, especially when you go out to preach. And tell people to advance in Krishna consciousness. People, they think they have a very intelligent question. Swamiji, sab log baith ke bhajan karega to ye kaisa chalega? People are very they want to ask that question. How will the livelihood go on? How will the family go on? But actually it is said, when you are born, did you take birth without the knowledge of Krishna? Did anyone take birth here without the knowledge of Krishna? Is that right? No. We did not born here without Krishna's sanction. So if Krishna has sanctioned your birth, that means he has also made arrangement for your livelihood. In one lecture, Prabhupada makes a point that your work or occupation is not the means of your livelihood. generally we think because I am working, I am maintaining my life, I am maintaining a family. But how often we see that somebody has no job, that doesn't mean they all starve to die. Goes on, life goes on, isn't it? So but you have no job. But it's going on, this business is going on. You are eating. When you are a child, till 20 years, children even don't know because they have no maturity. But the eating business is nicely arranged. If father, parents, they worry. When it is time for mummy, then it has to be arranged. They don't know that you have to work, you have to make money. Children don't care, like in our Dhammad is there. Like a prince. Just when he's hungry, he's just then it will be provided. That guy even doesn't know that I'm not doing any service, I'm not doing any work. In the temple generally we say, if you want to stay here and eat, you have to do some service. Because we cannot sit down and do devotional service. So we are made to do some work. Indirectly, you are engaged in Krishna's service. You cannot call it as work. Whatever you are doing in the temple, that is not called work. That is service. Because we don't know, we don't have faith, we cannot do. But still we don't know. One time, Prabhupada was in a morning walk in one of the nice gardens. The West is famous for nice gardens. All Western countries have nice, beautiful gardens all over the city. So Prabhupada was taking his morning walk and he was making the same statement. We don't have to work. And the devotees, they were very puzzled. Some work, Prabhupada? No, no, not necessary. You don't have to do any work. So they could not see. Then some devotees said, we are doing some work, Prabhupada. So things are going on. Prabhupada said, because you don't have so much faith, then you have to work. Because you don't have faith, then all will work. And Krishna will provide you. If you have faith, you don't work, you'll see that you will come. You know how this Tulsidas, the famous Ram Bhakta, and another famous devotee, also, they were also like young people, and they were also were believing, they were convinced. But they were wondering how things will go on. So with Tulsidas, he was sitting and whether I should leave and just go away for bhajan or I should do some activity to maintain my life. While he was contemplating, his eyes went to a small lizard on the wall, just newborn lizard. And he was curious. It was when his mind was thinking about how the maintenance will go on for living entities and his attention turned to a small lizard, just one. Then he was wondering, this cannot hunt for food, and not like animals that the parent animal, they come and feed their sibling. Maybe the dog feeds the puppies, cat feeds the kitten. So in the world, your animals, they take care of their children. But the lizard, it doesn't bother. It puts the eggs and goes away. No, is that right? It doesn't bother. Your children are grown up or not. So, it said, now my mind is, it's a big puzzle. Now right before me, this newborn lizard is there. I want to see if the statement is correct, how this is going to get food. And as you watch it for a while, some little fly, they're flying, and then it came and just it landed in front of its mouth. And it don't have, that's it, it got its food. I said, I got the answer. Then this Tulsidas said, I got the answer. It's already there. So without doubt, he just walked away from home. It's already there. So there are many, many examples. All devotees can see in their life. If only they make sure that they are doing their bhakti properly, and you see that opportunities knock on your door, and then things will happen. Any conscientious devotee can see that actually Krishna is nicely arranging. One time, Rajasekhar and Chandrasekhar, they came to me. Maharaj, no way we can run ISKCON temples. It's not my nature that I go here and collect money and spend so much. We just want to live. We came for bhajan, now so much burden, so much money is needed, and because some devotees are coming and going. Today some devotees are, today is the time, that is 12 o'clock. Whatever you are, you are following it. So Rajasekhar, being a very thoughtful person, I don't think I can go on with ISKCON in a long run. I said, maybe Maharaj, maybe my Siksha Guru or Guru. But Maharaj goes around, he Sanyasi goes away and comes back, and he will think, establish it, where to maintain. Probably during those times, some Tirupati devotees, they come, about half a dozen, and then they take prasad in here and they go away. And from Vijayawada, some devotees are going to Tirupati, they come here, take prasad and they go away. And Rajasekhar is not a fundraiser or a collector. So whatever the little, the parents have some money in Vaishnava hospitality, it is gone. And they had trouble in running their monthly expenditure. So inside he was very puzzled, disturbed. So he came to me, do you want to leave the place? I said, what happened? I don't think I can be a manager in ISKCON, because I'm not good at management and I cannot run all this expenditure. I will go away to Narasimhapatna and peacefully, whatever little money we have, we'll do our budget. It's not that you want to go to some work or something, want to live. And he left also. And then I went to see him. Prabhuji, whenever he had difficulty for money, because you are not manager by yourself, I have kept you as my manager. So now it's not that if you are the final authority, then you can no more, I don't know how to do this kind of preaching activity. But I have asked you, I am a sannyasi, I travel here and there and I come back. And on my behalf, you are running the local show activities. Whenever you have some difficulty, whether it is money or any problem, you have to come back. You come back and tell. I said, am I bringing every time I come some 50,000, 1 lakh, 1.5 lakhs, and I'm spending on construction? If you had said that you have difficulty in running your monthly expenses, I could have spared some 20,000 if I am spending 1.5 lakhs on the temple construction. I could have just spent 1 lakh, 25,000 I could have given you. Whenever I come, you give me nice doses, what has it, I thought you are doing well. I think because you are Maharaj, we thought we should serve you nicely. But how do you know? I don't know. Suppose I come here and you make very lavish prasad. I think the management is doing very nice. Otherwise they are serving such nice food. Right? So I was of that opinion. And after all, actually I was not expecting this kind of treatment from you. Because you are giving up. I don't know that you are pinched for money, but still you want to treat Maharaj in a Vaishnava philosophy. Whenever Maharaj, you should do whatever best you can. And they are doing it like that. And I thought Rajasekhar is a very capable manager. She is giving me such nice prasad. But, so, I told him, you just do your activities and you leave it to me. And then Rajasekhar saw over time, when the temple was small, whatever money was needed for running the small temple that was coming, when the temple became big, and accordingly the resources are also coming. So I was, I called Rajasekhar after all this. I called Rajasekhar because that time we were only running a 1 or 2 rooms in the small place. I said, do you think it's working? Yeah, it looks like that. Don't worry about anything. You just run the show the way Prabhupada wanted. Always be there on time, be enthusiastic, and keep things clean. And whatever is there, you make prasadam. You have enough to keep your body and soul together. If Krishna is giving you more, then you can also spend more. But getting khichdi and pickle, that is never a problem. Now, they are so convinced. We want to open a new temple. Shabbatagar is going and opening a new temple. Not bothered about how everything will go on. This is called when your mind is free from tamogun, rajogun and sattvagun, you know that everything is already arranged. I keep watching. It's not that we went hunting for Srikant We went hunting for these boys, all as time passes. Like, we have two more new devotees, Rohita and Lohita. Harshita and Rohita. Like that. Whatever meant to happen, if money is meant to come, it will come. If people are meant to come, they come. And things will go on. This is called if your mind is, at least in the mode of goodness, you know that it's already, the arrangement is there. There are umpteen examples in the scriptures, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is Suklambara Brahmachari, there is a Brahmachari, single. And there is Srivas Thakur, huge family, four brothers together, and their children. Say, Ummadi Kutumba, combined family. And there is Kailabecha Sridhar. So many examples are there. Even Krishna Leela, there is that fruit vendor, and there is that Vipra Sudama. Simply, they were after Krishna, or they were after devotional service, and things were always more than they wanted. We always see in the temple, if you are 10 people, there is arrangement for 20 people. And Krishna is relieving you from your anxiety. It's going on. So then you become more committed for improving your sadhana, you are more committed for teaching. I think our team here in Nellore, they're right, we always ask you, go out and preach. Just go out and preach. Meet people, talk to them, invite them, give them the books, and see what happens. I also know, whenever we read Prabhupada's books, we read between the lines, very carefully. All devotees have experience. Whenever your mind is little puzzled or baffled, you open Prabhupada books and read carefully, that you will open at such a page, you will need such a thing. From Prabhupada's book, here is the answer. Everybody has this experience, and we read Prabhupada's books, we see that whatever is bugging our minds, troubling our minds, the answer is there. There is a real story of devotees in the West. This was narrated by Giriraja Swami. We made it into a drama also sometime back. Out of that, the devotees had no money to run the temple. And they were all very worried. And then the leader got the idea. Prabhupada told us, you go on Nagar Kirtan and you complete your rounds nicely. Part of your sadhana and part of prachar, because in the West people don't do donations. But you can always go out and do Nagar Kirtan. And then devotees experience, one time, they invited Prabhupada, the spiritual master. Prabhupada said, I am planning my tour to Europe. I said, devotees want to get association. Anyway, they said, please come Prabhupada. So whenever you enter Prabhupada, you have to arrange for his tickets also. You have to pay for his tickets. And these people, they have no money. They said, please Prabhupada, please come. And then he said, we believe it. And tomorrow Prabhupada is coming. And you have to pay for his tickets and all that. They practically, till that day there was no money. And the temple person walked into the temple hall, temple room. And he found some bag laying there. And he opened the bag and there's a lot of money in there. We had forgotten that we had left it there. And he thought, let me just keep it. And if somebody asks, we'll do it. And nobody came to ask for it. Nobody. 10 days gone by, 15 days gone by. Nobody. So he said, you're surprised. And suddenly you open the hundi. It's all our experience. You open the hundi. There is 40,000 rupees. So that means, who is arranging all that? Krishna is arranging. Krishna is arranging for getting things gone. Similarly, there is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivast Thakur. Srivast Thakur, all day he was so excited to do japam. He was so excited to read Bhagavatam again and again. And he was feeling very ecstatic. And he was celebrating festivals. They never bothered about how this big family expenditure will go on. Just like the Bhagavatam is saying, don't even try for your own livelihood. What to speak of building a house, this and that. Don't worry about your food. So, Srivast Thakur, he wanted to, he was not going out. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming. And then he noticed that no one in the house is going out. There are a family of 14, 15 members. Nobody is going for any work. Brahminical work, like we invited the Krishnamurti Pujari. He came in. So he will get some money. Then he will go do some sraddha somewhere, go do some marriage. He get the money. So Srivast Thakur, being a Brahmin, was not doing anything like that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Srivast, why are you not making effort to maintain your family? Srivast Thakur kept quiet. After three times, Mahaprabhu insisted, you answer me, why are you not going out? So this answer is for all of us, that when we take birth, when we have taken birth, already it is arranged. Hindi mein bolte hai, dane dane par khane wala ka naam. Jo dana hai, wo kiske muh mein jayega, already it is decided. It is decided. So devotees should try to see how they are being in their Krishna consciousness. What is it when you say you improve your Krishna consciousness? You know, how much you are becoming free from body consciousness? How much you are becoming from our ego? How much you are free from our laziness? How much we are free from our kama, krodha, lobha, moha? This is all ego trip. The ego. Otherwise, if somebody tells us something, it's not we have to become upset, irritated. things are coming and going. Sometimes you get praise, sometimes you get criticism. And you may not like criticism. Like, you know, sometimes you get cheated. You are a careful person. But if the thing is meant to happen, and then your head doesn't function, and you make that mistake, it's gone. But when Krishna wants to take away, you cannot protect it yourself. There is a saying in the Upanishads. Generally, you don't find water bottles hanging in the sky, is that right? Whenever you want, you don't look at the sky. Whenever you want water, you look for a well, you look for a pond, you look for water. But in the bonda, dog, the water bottles are hanging up. Krishna said, in there. Dog, you go, climb up and get the thing, and then you have water inside. This is Krishna's arrangement. Similarly, it said, the wood apple, valakai. Wood apple, a lot of sweet sour stuff inside it. But the worms go inside, and the fruit is intact, but inside there is nothing dulla. It looks like it's full, but when you break through, nothing is there, dulla. So this is also Krishna's arrangement. From outside it looks that it is a complete fruit, but inside it is empty. Similarly, you find water hanging in the trees. So similarly, it is said, everything is an arrangement of Krishna. It is said, if Krishna wants to give you, you only have two hands. If Krishna, if Virat Rupa has unlimited hands, if Krishna wants to give you, how much you can hold in your two hands? How much you can hold? You will be completely heaped in riches. You cannot hold it, all over riches. And if Krishna wants to take away your two hands, you have thousands of hands. He wants to take away from your two hands. Can you stop? Your two hands, Krishna, thousand hands, gone. So, human life, even animals don't bother. Always, it should be in our mind. You know, the animals, they just wander around and they find their food. All birds, animals, insects, they just hop around here, they go and they find their food. And we think, you know, I should get my education, I should find a job, and I should climb up my career and all that. But when you see the devotees in front of you, I told one man in Kurukshetra, you know, in Kurukshetra was main bazaar, was the temple. Opposite, there is a two-wala, Manoj Gupta. I went to Kurukshetra, I was a total stranger. I don't know Hindi. I don't know the place, I just landed there because my spiritual master told, you know, Prabhupada wanted a temple in Kurukshetra. Do you want to work for it? Yeah, if you tell me, I will do it. If you tell me, I will do it. They said, don't ever ask me for money. Don't think I will supply you money from our head office and you start building temple, take credit. Said, go to Kurukshetra and you build a temple there. Don't ask me for money. Then he asked me, why did you join ISKCON? If you just chant Hare Krishna, you have everything arranged. No, you joined ISKCON, all of you. Why did you join ISKCON? because you have developed faith in the holy name. मैं बोलता रहता हूँ आप सुखदेव महाराज के भरोसा घर छोड़ के नहीं आए हैं, आप सुखदेव महाराज के भरोसा इधर नहीं ठहरे हैं, आप लोगों को भगवान के नाम पर भरोसा है। अभी फिलहाल के लिए दाना पानी भगवान ने इधर रखा है, ठीक है ना। नोबडी इज एनीबडी इज मेंटेनर, वी शुड नॉट वेंट द इल्यूजन। इफ आई एम नॉट देयर, somebody, the father thinks if I am not there, Srikant and Madhuri and Lakshmadevi will leave, if I am not there, nothing happens. Whether we are, no, Subharadi is not there, Subharadi is gone, but nothing stops, things will go on, because we are all dummy proprietors. We are all dummy maintainers, but actually Krishna is the supplier. It looks like we are running the show. एक साक्षी गोपाल जी हमारे टेम्पल का प्रेसिडेंट है, दैट इज फेवरेट सॉन्ग, क्या हिंदी में कुछ गाता है, he sings. ठाकुर जी सब आप कर रहे हैं, नाम हमारा हो रहा है। ओ कृष्णा, यू आर डूइंग एवरीथिंग बट पीपल आर प्रेजिंग मी, पीपल आर से वाह यू आर डन सच ए नाइस थिंग। एक्चुअली दिस इज अ फैक्ट, एट द एंड ऑफ महाभारत वार एवरीबडी डिस्कसिंग हू हैज प्लेड द बेस्ट रोल, एंड भीमा वाज थिंकिंग एंड अर्जुन वाज थिंकिंग एंड दिस इज अ स्ट्रेटजिस्ट, this is a mastermind, this is a hero, this is a very, like that everybody is, to whom, because the question was that, who has the best performance in Mahabharata war, and nobody wants to say I did, but inside they were thinking, maybe people should propose my name, they were thinking, and Krishna wants to see, did anybody understand actually how did this Mahabharata war was fought? Then nobody was bold to say anything, or people are thinking really on the basis of what happened, Arjun did so much, maybe Arjun is the hero of Mahabharata war, this and that. And then Krishna said, all right, when you are unable to decide, I have a solution. There is a devotee who is kept on a very top place, because Mahabharata war is fought in many places. Here Karna is fighting, there Aswatthama is fighting, here, is that right? Many groups are fighting all day, all over. So we don't know who is actually. He said, what is his name?
Barbarik.
Barbarik. This Barbarik, he prayed to Krishna, if I cannot participate in the war, at least give me the opportunity that I can see the war. He was not in full body, but he was beheaded, only head. So Krishna kept that head on the topmost point from where he can see everything going on in the world. And let's go to Barbarik. He will tell us who has done the best job. And then they all went. Everybody went. Then they asked, Barbarik, you have watched everything. We were all in our fights. We are here and there now, you watched everything. Who has contributed most to the Mahabharata war? And the Barbarik said, I was only seeing two things. He did not see any Karna, Bhishma, or Arjuna, or nobody. He said, I have only two things. Krishna Sudarsh Chakra, it's them. And Durga's, this thing, bowl. blood collected. So Krishna is massacring everybody, and then Durga Devi is holding all the killings were happening. Then everybody understood, yeah, how can anybody do anything? So they answered, Krishna is the Jagannathaka, Jagannathaka Sutradhari. He is the puppeteer. He is just doing everything. So we do things, but if you are in proper consciousness, you don't take credit. Is that right? Krishna is making us do things. If Krishna is making us do things, the credit goes to you or to Krishna? If Krishna is making you do, he is giving you intelligence, he is giving the ability. If he takes your intelligence, you will become completely flat. If he takes your ability, completely you cannot do anything. Just like sometimes we get struck by paraplegia and hemiplegia, we get paralysis. You cannot even lift your finger. What to do? What to talk of doing big things? You cannot. It's a big thing for you to do like this. If your hand is paralyzed, you cannot even move your finger. So that is actually our worth. That is actually our position in this world. That's why devotees said, we want to be devoted to you, dedicated to you, and we want to do as you want. Devotees have no separate. My Lord, thy will be done. We don't have what happened, that should happen. Devotees always think, what Krishna wants, what Krishna wants. That way you are free from anxiety. You have to be a manager. At the same time, you have to work. You are a manager, you have to work. You are a devotee, you have to work. At the same time, in your mind, always there is room to see. What does Krishna want? What does Krishna want? That way, when things happen, you don't become bloated. You don't become proud. When things don't happen, you don't become morose also. Because you have kept that room. Whatever Krishna wants. So if things don't happen, I should try my best and whatever Krishna wants. That way, your enthusiasm is never on the wane. That's why here it is said. So when it is said, you should not bother for your livelihood. That doesn't mean that we should all stop our work and then sit down. If you can actually sit down like Haridas Thakur and chant 21 hours a day, people will come and garland you, people will become, thousands will come and become your disciples and all that. But we cannot. So, according to our consciousness, we should improve our consciousness and appreciate Krishna. Accordingly, we should work and don't take the credit for the achievement. That way you will keep everybody comfortable. When a person is flattering himself, it is very difficult for others to hear, is that right? Okay. Anybody, I did. People don't want to hear like that. No? So a devotee is always, he works, but he appreciates others. That is a good devotee. A good devotee, he does his job, he puts his hard work, and he runs around. But whenever some celebration is there, some success is there, by everybody's name, because we are all a team, you all did your respective jobs, in the kitchen or in cleaning or in the puja or let's say, is it right? That's actually true. What one man can do, in an event one man can do, the head is, there is one person who heads the event, but it is not that he does everything. He is like a coordinator, no? So this is the way, if you want to see more things happen in life, and if you want to not feel proud, which is, as it is said, pride cometh before fall. Pride cometh before fall. So let's say Krishna conscious devotees are sober, they are people, you know, the two statements. One is when you give charity to somebody, generally the person who is giving charity, he feels proud. I'm helping these poor people, I'm helping these beggars. But if you are in Krishna consciousness, I thank God for giving me opportunity. For giving me opportunity. Because that guy, the other person is taking. Suppose he refuses to take. Suppose you try to give me some donation. Suppose I refuse to take. That means you and your money is insulted. Is that right? Who cares for you or who cares for your money? You feel very sad. My money is not accepted for Krishna's service. So whenever you are able to give some charity, that the other people take it, you are thankful to them that they are allowing you to earn some merit. So they are allowing you to give some, do some pious activity. Similarly, you know, whenever you do many things, nice things, you are not taking the credit for it, but you are thankful to Krishna that you are made part of an activity. I am given some engagement. Suppose some festival is going on and you got some service. You are thankful for that. I got a chance to serve in Jagannath Radha Yatra. So we are not taking credit for the results, but that we are allowed to be part of a transcendental activity. We are allowed to be part of Krishna's festival. I got a chance to do some service. So we are satisfied with service. We are thankful that someone has accepted our service. So this way, human relations will be good. And when Krishna is happy with our consciousness, he will give us more opportunities. He will give us bigger opportunities to serve him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Giridhara Sivatara Ki.